Welcome to a new series of talks with Reverend Cindy Palos and Reverend Lynn Williams. It's a metaphysical ministry webinar series. Today's talk is on Thanksgiving.
That I had here that ways I recognize and appreciate the blessings I receive. Each day I see how lucky and blessed I am, and I appreciate all that I've been given. I am thankful for all of the friends and family members who support me in my life, and I appreciate their being in my life. I am grateful for all the protection that the angels and God provides for me. I know that miracles abound in my life, even when I don't see them. I have an attitude of gratitude in my life and remember to be grateful every day and every way for my life and all that I'm given. I'm so grateful for having great abundance, joy, creativity, and inspiration in my life. I'm grateful for the divine guidance God provides and all the daily lessons of life. I am grateful for the body, mind, and spirit, and for how they serve me in my life. Life is good all the time. Thank you, God, and so it is. And so it is.
I just want to apologize real quick for that phone thing. Cindy and I were having all those technical challenges. I forgot to connect my phone. And it's the morning. Okay, God, I'm still laughing. All right.
So it's interesting, even when we back, you know, sometimes we think of affirmations as a new thing. We were just reading that, but this morning I saw from Philippians in the Bible 4:6, this then should be our witness, not to be an anxious people, but a prayerful one. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. I'd never seen that before. And that shows to me, again, the tying in of saying thank you, God, to like we do at the end of an affirmation. And that is it right there. And that passage is saying that you pray and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. I thought that was so powerful, and I'd never, ever known about that before. But, you know, once a year we just take a day and we say, thank you, God. But I really have been meditating all week on the power of thank you. And I'm finding a few things that are so tied in with it. And one is blessings. And it came to me in meditation and prayer that God blesses us, you know, every single day, with every single breath, there's a blessing. And what we can do.
Yeah, blessing number one is when you wake up.
Yeah. And, you know, and when you can see, when you can breathe, and you can move, and you can walk. And there's so many who can't even walk, you know. But what we can do by sharing that same gift of that blessing and saying thank you ourselves is by sharing our blessings. I think blessings are a form of thank you. So I'm going to do a little meditation here on blessings and gratitude so we can all just kind of breathe in and breathe out and just breathe in again and tie our circle of beautiful light. Each individual soul's light here together is one. Breathe in the love that's in our hearts. Breathe it in 100%. All that love that is there, that shines so brightly in your whole being, bring that light right into your heart so you can actually feel that love light. Feel the blessings of love. Be the blessings of love right now. Feel the blessings of light. See in your inner eye the blessings of light. Amplify that light with God. Now breathe in the blessings of joy. And let that joy wash over you like there's a chalice from heaven pouring forth the nectar of the one pure light of God's love. And let that nectar of love and light and joy completely bathe you, pour through you, energize you in every single cell of your body. Breathe that joy in, breathe that love in, breathe that life in, and let it be in you. The sweetest song of the Lord is the song of awakening. In a moment here, let's just take a moment to be totally awakened. We each can choose right now to be fully enlightened, to awaken from our dream to the reality that is the highest reality of God's reality. It's the mantle that we all carry as mystical, metaphysical students on this path of God. We're walking the way of the traveler into the light of a new dawn. Now see that Holy Spirit that comforts and energizes is coming to you. Feel the breath of God's cosmic energy. Be that breath right now. Let it renew you, energize you, revitalize you, for you are anointed when you release the past and embrace the heart of gratefulness and truth with the acceptance of love. Smile with the awareness that you know you are part of God. Thank God right now for the gift of your life and all the many gifts you're given. Bless all of God's creation in the entire universe and fill that entire universe with your love right now. And as your way of saying thank you to God, bless the earth. Let that love bless the moon, the planets, the sun, the stars, all celestial bodies. Bless the trees, the plants, the flowers, the oceans, the birds, the winged ones who fly, all of our beloved four-legged animals, the insects, the ones that crawl. Bless all of humanity and all of life on earth as we send our love and gratitude out to all things throughout all time and space, throughout all dimensions, and celebrate our being alive with gratefulness now and forever. Amen. Thank you, God. So, I'm just going to do a couple of, I don't know if some of you are aware, but the way I communicate with God in meditation is I get messages, and I've been writing down messages after I've meditated now every day since I've been 14. So literally there's thousands of there, thousands and thousands. So I had a couple that I wrote that I thought might be in this week for this particular sharing here today. One I wrote called The Attitude of Gratitude. Each day we are experiencing the releasing of negative ideas into understanding the blessings of being positive. For as Christ performed the first miracle, which was turning the empty jars of water into wine, we can take each and every one of life's challenging and difficult encounters and make those opportunities to go beyond problems and find solutions, the solutions we need. The value of this is the creation of sacred tools we learn that we can use in our life. It's part of the mystical practice of divine alchemy, turning the common material things and issues we might have and challenges into gold. The attitude of gratitude is one of the great sacred tools. It's one of the keys to the kingdom. It is the simple gift God gives those who recognize the blessings of being human. Just taking the time, day and night, to remember to say thank you for your many blessings absolutely changes your mental and physical makeup. We do not realize how truly blessed we are until we travel to third world countries, till we see people out in the streets, till we see kids begging for things we throw away as trash. Those with hardly any money. Yet if you've seen and been to places like that, what's truly amazing, helping some people just go, how can we live in, with this much abundance and what we have? I mean, literally, that sometimes what we make in a day is what many people make in a month.
Oh, yeah.
And that's hard to conceive, but it's the reality. We're very, very blessed, yet we get so spoiled we forget to say thank you. It really helps to appreciate all the blessings in our lives, our friends, our loved ones, our family who play their roles and do their part. So we take a day to pause and gather our loved ones near, and we celebrate the bounty in our lives that help us here. And we say, thank you, God, and we say divine grace that saves us in so many more ways than we know. And the gift of this precious creation, and we say, thank you for this earth that feeds us and what it bestows. And we remember an attitude of gratitude makes our burdens lighter as we go. And it shows that we should really say thank you and appreciate the many blessings from all the seeds we sow. And it might be a good idea to start every single day and end each night before we sleep to say thank you, God, for the gifts we reap. I'll post some of these. I'm going to spend the week posting poems on as thank yous, and I really would love to see others maybe do affirmations. I can't even begin to say how important, and I think each of you know this, I'm preaching to the choir here, but I went to a talk Oprah gave here. Oprah lives on Maui, but she very rarely makes any, in fact, this was the first time she made a public appearance here this last year. And one of the things she talked about that helps her the most, and she gets helped a lot of ways. Of course, she's got a lot to be grateful for, but she says every day she writes down what she's grateful for. And it's a wonderful practice. There's actually a few apps that you can do that with now that are, I think a couple of them are free. But just taking the moment to write down what you're grateful for in the morning and possibly morning and night is one of the true metaphysical keys. And obviously, I know Lynn's going to talk about that because it's one of the things Dr. Master talks about that's very powerful. And, of course, we say it at the end of all of our affirmations, and she'll go into more of that. But the attitude of gratitude also is spoken of by our beloved professor of family medicine and public health at the University of California, San Diego School of Medicine. And he conducted a study that looked into the role of gratitude on heart health. He says, among other things, he found that participants who kept a journal most days of the week, writing about two or three things they were grateful for, everything from appreciating their children to travel and good food, had reduced levels of inflammation and improved heart rhythms compared to people who did not write in the journal. And the journal keepers also showed a decreased risk of heart disease after only 2 months.
You know, I'm a journaler. I don't know how you're saying that. You are just, it's in everything you write, everything you do.
There we are. Okay, so here's a few points that I'll tell you, you just have to go Google. There's so much. I mean, there is so much on gratitude in Google. But would be nice, and I'd like to put out there that we kind of this week, and I know it's hard, but if we can do it for a week, just this week, up till Thanksgiving, that's not hard to do, to cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Well, you can wake up every day, and it's amazing. If you just start this day, even when you're in bed, and just express to yourself what you're grateful for, you can tell people you are close to things you're most grateful for in this moment, for having them in your life, and that you're grateful for all the things they do, you are guaranteed to get a smile. Mm-hmm. And they've proven that smiles help your health too, by the way. They have proven that it helps your digestion and helps your health. There's actually a Zen practice of smiling that Thich Nhat Hanh started by just doing a smile on your face when you're meditating. And it works, by the way.
All you got to do when you smile back, you can see Victorians for being in our own worlds. And the way they give gratitude and kindness.
I think it's that. I really feel it's that way in heaven. Like, you can't, right? I'll tell you, if you just even take a moment, and you in your mind say thank you, you can feel the difference. You don't have to write it down. It is good to write down. You need gratitude practice. And we all know these reasons, but sometimes, again, just by sharing them together, it reinforces it. Gratitude shifts your mindset. It does. It absolutely has been proven to change your perspective. So what does that mean? If you're having a problem, like you are recognizing that you really aren't in the problem. The problem is just something that is in that particular what you think is a moment, but the gratitude realizes that, no, also in that moment is the solution, right? Also in that moment is the fact that it's going to be fine. And you know what? God is good all the time. We don't always see it. We don't see it when we're having challenges. But as soon as you take even a breath of gratitude, it makes you remember that. And I think that, you know, it's nice to be grateful when you're feeling good, but it's more important to be grateful when you're having a challenging situation.
Oh, absolutely.
That's when tensions. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is if you realize how you feel when you're having a challenge, usually there's some stress in your shoulders and your body. Sometimes your shoulders are down, but it's like this little crack of light comes in. This little moment of like, you know, and that is spirit coming in. That's your soul going. They'll usually respond back saying, you know what? I'm really grateful for you too, you know? And even if you don't say it, if you feel it, you know, just like a smile, people will, you know, react to that. So when you're starting to, you know, complain, you will feel that people maybe just kind of take a step back, you know, unless they're on Facebook, and then all of a sudden they all try to send nice things to you. More helpful, generous of spirit, and compassionate. And those qualities definitely are, you know, it says. You all of a sudden take away that small stuff. And, you know, there's a wonderful book that was written called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and it's all small stuff. You know, so when you're in line, I mean, gosh, I was just traveling, talking about lines, you know, and when we're impatient, and I'm impatient a lot of times, especially when I'm having tech challenges, but when we're going through, you know, getting annoyed or indignant or angry or resentful, gratitude's the vehicle to diffuse self-centeredness and self-pity and increase feelings of well-being, prompt mindful awareness that is beyond yourself. It just takes you out of your ego, and it really does, belonging to a greater whole. Ego does not feel grateful usually. all of a sudden you're more content and satisfied with your life. It improves your mood by enhancing feelings of optimism, joy, pleasure, enthusiasm, and positive emotions. And that's a part that we've got to realize. We talk a lot about positive. I mean, I wrote a book called Put a Little Light in Your Life, a guide to giving and receiving positive energy. And I'll tell you, it's easy to say, but sometimes when we get around a lot of stuff in the news, we can get swept into negative energy so quickly. When we're watching the news, I mean, or if you want to get into politics, all you have to do is see a trigger, and I won't mention any president's name, but all you have to do is see something said.
When I look at this
I do think that's astrological. If we're hidden these days, and part of that social media, but it's very hard to hide anything. But we don't have to take ourselves into the negative side of anything of that. We can always turn it around and say, okay, this is happening because on the positive side, people need to recognize this, or people need to come out and express themselves if they haven't, because otherwise this is what happens. But there is always a positive side to any of the other negative. And when we're grateful, you do indeed bring the positive forth. And the positive is really, really the light and the energy of God is good. You know, that's positive, right? I didn't know this until I did some studies this week. I really didn't ever know that. It says they did studies and they found gratitude enhances sleep. Grateful people tend to get more sleep.
Content people sleep better.
I didn't know this. I really didn't. So
sleep better. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I've always liked to do a little bit of a life review, a day review at the end of my before I go to sleep, because that is what you do kind of at the end of your life, I believe. But when you do it daily, you kind of clear it out. It's like cleaning, house cleaning, right? Because you go over your day and see what you did and see what you can learn and see, the, you know, what was happening. And you do a little review. And at the end of that now, what I'm trying to do, and we could all do this week, is do your gratitude as you review, as you do your day review. Do a little gratitude and you'll see that, you know, you sleep better. When you think about it, when you dream, what are you doing but doing a little house cleaning in your subconscious mind? That's what your dreams are doing. They're bringing it out. And when you do it yourself before you go to sleep and are grateful for it, you know, I don't think you're going to have nightmares and problems with sleep, and a lot of that can really be changed.
Yeah, I don't think Dr. Maspace, I've created.
You know, on top of that, I probably should add that, and you were just kind of talking about this too, they have proved, there's no doubt on this, that you can program what you want to cover in your sleep and dreams at night. And we all know that you're healing. Most of your healing in your body is done while you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the time your body's strengthening your body, healing your body. So if you have a particular issue that you want with physical health before you go to sleep at night, just tell your body with the subconscious. Actually, I got this from Dr. Masters, I just remembered, years and years and years and years ago. But tell your body what you wanted to work on before you go to sleep at night. And your body is like a computer. Your mind is like a computer, and it will go to work on what you program it to do while you're... And it's amazing when you do stop and tell people. And I think that's what is great about Thanksgiving. You know, here in other places, and I don't know if all countries in the world celebrate it, obviously, we've made it in America about coming and being grateful for the food and the bounty and the harvest. But it is a time, it's interesting, that has not become as commercial as our other holidays. When you think about holidays and how this country has made it all so commercial, I think the main thing they've made commercial about Thanksgiving is eating, you know, and going out to eat.
Actually, how I felt.
I know, all know I use my insight timer. Anyone tell them?
Most bosses don't hear thank you that much. They really don't.
No, they don't, you know. So that'd be an interesting little experience to do. And I want to just close my section off here with a thing that came this morning to me. So I'm going to do that. Even when I'm lost, I know that it'll be all right. This grace of faith holds my hand and leads me to the light. And there's a prayer, a sort of magic mantra that always comes to me. It whispers out each day and says, thank you, God, for your blessings. Thank you for showing me the way. When I seek understanding, praying for the answer to why, some echo through my mind's canyon rings out with silent laughter and a smile. It says, thank you, God, for your blessings. Thank you, God, for this life. For we are your cosmic canvas, an abstract impression of shadows and light, living out our dramas just a spot in this infinite galaxy, breathing in tune with God's mystic verse of the universe given to us to use as our purpose to be. And alive with the attitude of gratitude, we bow deeply to God's great mysteries. We can overcome all tragedies and see the blessings that are revealed as we are healed from life's tragic fantasy. And God looks down from his balcony to see and says, thank you for the thanks you're giving. Keep on keeping on that path of life. And remember to always give thanks for the act of creation and the love that saves you.